Today we're building a stack jungle pad for deep jungle atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, and this is one of those moves that can instantly make a drum and bass arrangement feel darker, wider, and way more expensive. The key idea here is simple. We're not making one pad sound huge. We're building a little ecosystem of layers, each one doing a specific job. One layer gives us harmonic body, one gives us motion, one gives us grainy air, and one gives us that low-mid fog that makes the whole thing feel like it's sitting in a rainy warehouse instead of a clean synth preset browser. And in DNB, that role separation matters a lot. If the pad tries to do everything at once, it just muddies the kick, the snare, and the bass. But if you stack it intelligently, the pad becomes part of the composition engine. It frames the groove emotionally, it fills the space between break hits, and it gives the listener a real sense of location. So first, before sound design, think harmony. Don't overcomplicate it. For darker jungle or rollers, a minor 7, a minor 9, or a suspended voicing is usually enough. You want something moody and stable, but with tension in the top notes. A good approach is a 2-bar or 4-bar loop where only one note changes at a time. That slow harmonic motion leaves room for the drums to breathe and makes the atmosphere feel continuous instead of busy. A nice starting point could be something like D minor 9 moving to B flat major 7, then C add 9, then back to D minor 9, or F minor 7 to E flat major 7 to G minor 7 flat 5 and back. The exact progression matters less than the feeling. Long chords, minimal movement, dark colors. Now let's build the main pad layer. Create a new MIDI track and load Wave Eatable. This is going to be your harmonic core. Start with a basic saw or square saw style Wave Eatable, and use 2 oscillators if you want a little more richness. Keep unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices max, and attune it just enough to give it life without making it cloudy. Use a low-pass filter, something like a 24 dB style filter, and keep the cutoff fairly low to start, maybe somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz region depending on the chord and the tone. You're aiming for warmth and weight, not brightness yet. On the amp envelope, give it a soft attack, maybe 40 to 120 milliseconds, and a long release, somewhere around 2 to 6 seconds. That way the pad swells in gently and hangs in the air after each chord. To keep it from feeling frozen, add a very slow LFO to either the wave-eatable position or the filter cutoff. We're talking subtle motion here, not obvious wobble. Think barely moving, just enough that the sound never feels completely static. If it feels too clean, this is a good place to add saturator after wave-eatable. A couple dB of drive with soft clip turned on can make a huge difference. You're not trying to make it dirty for the sake of it. You're adding harmonic smoke so the pad can survive next to sharp break transients and a heavy sub. Now duplicate that layer or create a second wave-eatable track for the texture layer. This one should feel like the main pad's slightly unstable cousin. You can use a different wave-eatable, or keep the same one and transpose it up an octave if you want a brighter sheen. Another option is to go down an octave and high-pass it aggressively, so you get a thicker haze without stealing low-end. On this layer, use more unison, maybe 4 to 6 voices, and a bit more detune than the core layer. Not too much, though. If it gets too wide and too chorus y, it starts washing out the groove. High-pass it with EQ8, somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, and if it's poking too much in the upper mids, harve a small dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz. A light chorus ensemble can work really well here too. Very slow rate, low to moderate amount, and keep the mix restrained. This layer is all about motion and air pressure. It should feel like the chord is surrounded by damp space, not like a big synth lead pretending to be a pad. Now for the third layer, and this is where the jungle atmosphere really starts to show up. Add a noise-based or texture-based layer, using operator, analog, or even a short resampled atmosphere in Simpler. This layer is not about pitch, it's about dust, room tone, vinyl haze, rain mist, broken air, whatever kind of environmental grime fits the track. If you use operator, try a noise-based setup or a very simple oscillator with filtering. If you use analog, route noise through a low pass. If you use Simpler, you can load a little field recording, a vinyl texture, or a tiny bit of ambience and loop just a fragment. Process it so it behaves like atmosphere. High pass out the low junk, maybe around 250 to 600 Hz, and low pass it so it doesn't get too sharp. Add a little saturator or redux if you want grit. Maybe a bit of reverb if it needs a sense of distance. But keep the level low. This layer should be felt more than heard. It's the glue that makes the pad sound like it belongs in a real space. A pro move here is to automate this texture layer so it only really appears in breakdowns or in the 8 bars before a drop. That creates contrast and gives the arrangement some breathing room. Next, let's add a low mid fog layer. A lot of producers forget this one, but it's crucial for deep jungle energy. This layer gives you that shadowy cloud in the middle of the spectrum that makes the atmosphere feel thick without stepping on the sub. Use a simple saw or wave-eatable patch, keep it mostly mono or narrow, and set the filter to roll off the top end hard. You want the main energy to live somewhere around 180 to 500 Hz, high pass below the sub region so you're not crowding the bass, and if the low mids get boxy, cut a bit around 300 to 450 Hz. If you want extra character, put erosion subtly before the filter. Just a little noise or wide white mode can add grain and edge, which helps the pad cut through the drums without adding brightness. This is really useful in DNB because it gives you density in the mid-range, which is where a lot of atmospheric weight actually lives. Now we're going to group these layers and make them feel like one instrument. Group them into an instrument rack if you want deep macro control, or a regular group if you're keeping it simpler. I definitely recommend an instrument rack here, because you can map your key performance controls and move the whole atmosphere as one unit. Set up macros for things like filter cutoff, reverb send, texture level, width, and saturation drive. If you want to get fancy, map release or envelope timing too. That way, instead of adjusting every layer manually, you can shape the whole pad from a few controls. This is where the arrangement becomes more musical and less like sound design for its own sake. You can open the cutoff for a breakdown, pull it back for a drop, increase the texture before a transition, or narrow the pad when the drums get busier. That kind of performance control is huge in advanced DNB composition. Speaking of space, let's talk reverb and delay. Keep them tight. This is still drum and bass, so even your atmosphere has to respect the drums. Hybrid reverb, reverb, and echo are all great stock choices. For reverb, think moderate decay, maybe 2.5 to 6 seconds depending on the section. Add pre-delay so the attack doesn't get swallowed, maybe 15 to 35 milliseconds. Use low cut and high cut inside the reverb to keep the tail out of the sub and out of the overly bright range. If you're using sends, even better, because it gives you more control over arrangement automation. With echo, use sync times like 1/8, 1/4, or dotted values, but keep the feedback low to moderate and filter the repeats heavily. You want shadow, not clutter. A really good transition trick is to automate the reverb send up in the last bar or two of a breakdown, then pull it back hard right before the drop. That makes the room feel like it opens up, which can make the drop feel way bigger. Now let's think arrangement, because this pad should not just loop endlessly. In a jungle or roller's track, the atmosphere needs to evolve with the section. In the intro, maybe you only hear the texture and a filtered version of the pad. Then, as the track builds, you bring in the main body layer. In the breakdown, you open the cutoff and let the wide layer bloom. Right before the drop, you can strip away some of the low mid fog and leave a thinner, more suspended version. Once the drop lands, you might mute most of the pad entirely or leave only a small texture tucked under the drums and bass. That contrast is what makes the atmosphere feel intentional. You're not just pressing play on a long sound. You're using the pad like an emotional architecture tool. And to make it feel even more alive, automate movement against the drums and bass. Let the cutoff breathe around phrases. Let the texture level swell at the end of fills. If the pad is masking the snare, duck it slightly on the backbeat. You don't need full pumping sidechain if that's too obvious. Just a little rhythmic carve can make the groove hit harder. Another nice touch is to open the pad a little in the second half of a bar before a fill, then close it right after. Those small gestures make it feel played, even though it's a sustained harmony. Now always check the stack in context. Don't spend forever soloing the pad. Pads can sound massive on their own, and then completely fall apart when the break and sub come in. So test it early against the drums and bass. Listen for low-end buildup, snare masking, harshness around 2 to 5 kHz, and stereo weirdness. Use utility to check mono. If the pad disappears in mono, you're relying too much on phase tricks. Keep the body more centered and let the width live mostly in the upper texture. That's the cleanest way to keep it big and still solid in the mix. And if the pad sounds good but too busy, this is where resampling becomes your best friend. Route the pad stack to audio, print a few bars, and then chop the result into usable pieces. Reverse a swell, fade in a tail, slice a transitional hit, or place a little atmospheric fragment before a fill. In Jungle and DNB, resampling atmosphere is a superpower. It turns a static sound design patch into real arrangement material. So to recap the workflow, start with a dark chord progression, build a main wavable layer for harmonic body, add a detuned motion layer for width and instability, add a noise or texture layer for grime and air, create a low-mid fog layer for depth, group everything into a rack, map your macros, and automate the stack so it evolves with the track. The big mindset shift here is this. Don't think of the pad as background. Think of it as part of the groove's emotional engine. In Deep Jungle and Rollers, atmosphere is strongest when it supports the drums instead of competing with them. If you stack it with intention, keep the center focused, push width higher up, and let the arrangement breathe, you'll get that haunted, expensive, immersive DNB feel fast.